I let Sagaxus go because I felt I was embarrassing him in front of his friends. As the freedom got underway, I had to borrow some of Dunfrieda's bedsheet. I could not stop myself from weeping. Hightor's cheeks were damp, too, but he said it was sea spray. There they go, out onto the deeps, to who knows where. Goodbye, my son. I know you will make me even more proud of you than I am now. Sagaxus. Sagaxus.
Section from the log of the good ship Freedom, written by Biscairum Lepuswold Whipscuth, formerly of Salamandastron.
Rotten bounders, the whole crew of them, making me get my dainty young paws covered in blinking ink. I hate messing about with quill pens and parchment and ink. I'm a jolly good cook, you know, but they won't let me near the galley. Cads! Oh, well, as my dear old Ma always says, make do with what you've got and weep a lot until they give you what you want. What? Right, here goes. We've been out at sea now for exactly, a jolly long time. All the landlubbers aboard have become pretty salty old dogs, which means they're all done with being seasick. The other morning, I heard one of those Gauzin types yelling out from the crow's nest. Don't know why they call it that. I've never seen a blooming crow sitting up there. Anyhow, he woke me up with his shouting. Something about 2 points north and a tack west and all that nautical jim-jam. What the blighter meant was that he'd spotted an island. Blooming great mountain of greeny blue rock glimmering away in the sunlight. Triss called it Peace Island. Had to agree with her. It's the hugest piece of rock I ever saw sticking up out of the briny what. We didn't go ashore, really. Too many of us to be clambering up a whopping great mountainside. But the chaps who lived there came to see us. Sturdy-looking bumpkins, big, healthy hedgehog types. Spoke quite oddly, I can tell you. Thee-in and thou-in and thine. Bit of a rum do-what. But the scoff they brought with them, great fur and frog feathers. I've never clamped eye on fruit and vegetables so big and plump and tasty. A good old mammy-type hog, name of Downy Rose, took a shine to me and fed yours truly enough to stuff a tribe of toads. I gave her a kiss and a hug. Got the old paws prickled a bit, but well worth it, I'd say.